This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Great prize to give away today, as we have a pair of tickets to see the Big Five Classic at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia on Saturday, December 7th. It is a triple header. BigFiveClassic.co to buy tickets. Also a pair for you right now today. Hugh, why don't you give everyone a second clue?
We're giving them a second clue already because the first one wasn't good enough.
That's you said it, not me.
Wasn't good enough for you.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think it was a bomb clue, to be totally honest.
It was a good clue.
You ain't got to lie, Kyle. I can tell you lie. This is the second clue. I never really understood this tradition.
Well, based on the first hour of the show, no one's surprised.
I didn't know, I was reading the tradition list on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I didn't know the Bloody Mary bar was like a tradition.
That feels like a lot to start the day.
Yeah, it's a lot.
All right, so the first clue was holiday tradition. Second clue is you never really understood this one in particular. That's your second clue.
We've really narrowed it down.
I would say most traditions you don't understand.
We live in two different worlds. It's obvious. I didn't know that. Wishbone?
Yeah. Huh. I think most people get it. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. TO04, Saquon 24, better season. And, of course, right now are you ready to say this team is better than the Eagles team 2 years ago that made the Super Bowl? I'm not quite ready to say it yet, although they're trending that way. Hugh is ready to say it. Big V, Matt Laurel's up on WIP. Hey, Big V.
Gillio!
Big V.
Yo, Hugh.
Yo.
I love you, man, but you're going to have to, deal with some social issues and traditions.
What do you mean?
Come on. Yeah, tell him, Big V.
Q, listen, all I want to say is this. If it sounds like you're being attacked, if you feel like you're being attacked, you're being attacked, okay? Besides, Q's first clues are undefeated. Anybody got stats on how many people won off of Hugh's first clue?
It's pretty rare.
Somebody just did it last week.
It is last week. We had Terrence, I believe. But yeah, Big V, I would say one out of every 20 maybe wins on the first clue. It's pretty rare.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So Hugh, okay, cool. I understand. But in terms of saying that the Eagles are better than they were from the other team.
Mm-hmm.
I said that during the draft. I was the first one that came up there and said this was Howie's season. And, hats off to the big three, Howie, Lori, and Sirianni, because Sirianni in that conversation, more than likely said, what he need for us to get to the Super Bowl, surrounding it around Jalen. Lori said, okay, let me open up my pocketbook, and Howie went and got the pieces in place. This team is better because they're more of a balanced team, offensively and defensively. I mean, they're so balanced that they can barely find an identity. It's just one team, one goal, working for one thing, that Super Bowl.
Like a script writer over here, Big V. One team, one goal, working for everything, the
Super
Bowl.
That was a thing at one point. One team, one goal, one city.
That might have been the year they won the whole thing in 2017. All right, Big V, you're ready. I like that. And you said you were first, so you get extra points for that. Big V, what do you got for us? Hughes Clues, what's your guess?
I don't know. Holiday tradition. Sex?
It's a tradition?
Not on your list.
I didn't know. Like for the holidays, like you mean like I know like on Wednesday night is the biggest night for drinking, and people coming back into town.
I guess that could probably tie into that.
I would say making bad decisions on a Wednesday, settle down, everyone.
settle down.
I would have rolled him until he told me no.
Making bad decisions on a Wednesday night.
Well, that is one of those bad decisions, like tomorrow night, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, the night before then. People go home, yeah, I guess.
Well, people come back home.
That's what
from,
I mean, yeah.
From,
yeah. They see people, they haven't seen a shot at you
like you wouldn't understand this.
Who, me?
No, I guess not.
Big V, like his answer. The second clue was that Hugh doesn't understand this.
Oh, did he take a shot at you?
I ain't worried about
I didn't pick up on that.
Worry about Big V taking a shot at my sex life.
But wait a second. Big D's got a thing to us. Do you think we would have let Hugh roll that out as Hugh's Clues today?
Yes. What's wrong with Big
D? We can't control Hugh.
Well, I think we could have some veto power like Hugh. Is this really the best idea?
What's wrong with you?
Come on, man. Frank in Wilmington. What's up, Frank?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good, Frank. What's up?
So, at first, I wanted to ask Hugh for the first clue before we got to the second one. I didn't understand if it was falling asleep after eating a big meal while watching the game. Because that's a tradition in my family.
That's a great one.
To fall asleep after a big meal?
While watching the game.
I mean, that sounds about more.
But you said you don't understand it. That's not my guess. I have an actual guess. But before I get to that, I want
to
give you
a good way to get two guesses.
Mm-hmm. I think T.O.'s 2004 season is really great in time, but AJ had a better season in 2022. He had 296 more yards. He missed like 11 touchdowns. He missed one game, and overall had a better year because I think AJ is technically T.O. part two for us. Saquon's season, when it's all said and done, barring no injuries and everything like that, everything goes smoothly. I think he'll have the best Eagles single season offensive season in the Eagles history. Yes, I love LeSean McCoy. I was glad he got the rushing title, but Saquon is doing numbers. He's not just running the ball. He's catching the passes. He's also doing the intangible stuff like the blocks and like being available to help when things need to get like broken down and plus locker room stuff. So T.O.'s up there, but when you look at all the individual seasons since then, he's not even in the top six personally, in my opinion.
Frank, I think that's a fair – I mean, it is fair to say AJ was incredible in 22-2. I do think the league has changed so much, though, and it's just more open to passing. Like, it's almost more – you know what I mean? Like, it's what – to watch a receiver do what he did in that time compared to now, it's almost – I'm not taking away from AJ. He's great, and I agree with you. He's like T.O. 2.0. I just feel like it was harder to put up those kind of numbers then. Now, there's like a lot of receivers each year get to 1,200, 1,300 yards. It's a little different.
Right, no, I agree with you. And like I said, in time, that was a phenomenal season. It's just now it's a little different.
Yep.
Now, I will say our team now is better than 22 for just very few reasons. Do you believe Zach Bond is better than T.J. Edwards?
Yes. Though Edwards was good, he's better. He's better.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying Edwards is bad, but Zach Bond is better. And like at various positions, we can see the upgrades. Our safeties are better than they were in 2022.
Corners, probably
our
better.
Corners are better than 22.
But up front, had Hargrave, they had Fletcher, they had Hassan. They had a lot up front. They even signed Sue to the, and he helped down the stretch of the season. It feels a little thinner up front right now.
However, I will say we had a phenomenal record with the 70 sacks, and that's great. And everybody hangs their hat on that. But we are getting I believe that our pass rush now and our total defensive line is better overall, minus the sacks, because our secondary is getting more knockdowns and we're not letting teams really pass the ball like they want to. because Jalen Carter is disrupting the middle, absorbing double teams like it's nothing. You got Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis just wrecking shop in the middle. And we had, before the unfortunate injury, Graham coming off the edge with Sweat as well coming off the edge. And kind of Huff, like he was disruptive. He wasn't getting his numbers up, but he was being disruptive. So I believe that our defensive scheme is different. So we're not focused on just down linemen rushing all the time. It's more about disrupting the offense, less about getting sacks and just making sure that the team can stop them from doing things. Different coordinators, you have to look at it a little differently. I believe that this team is better because not only do we upgrade at various positions, like I believe Quintanamo is much better than James Bradberry. I believe Blankenship is better than I don't even remember who our free safety was back then. And I believe that
it was Epps and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson back there.
Right. It was Epps. I believe Blankenship is better than Epps. He came into his own, and I definitely believe Coop is a miles better upgrade than Devontae Maddox as our slot receiver. So overall, and plus, I love Miles Sanders. He was fun. He was a nice, shitty replacement, but let's be honest, this is a platinum upgrade to Miles Sanders before, you know, in comparison position by position. And then Jalen's gotten better. He's learned more as a quarterback. You know, he's grown in the league, so I feel like his growth has helped him get better. So, like, not taking anything away from 22, but just because of time in position for a lot of the players and a lot of guys coming to their own, this team is better overall.
I got you. All right, Frank, what do you got for us? What's your guess?
My guess is going to be the elf on the shelf.
Frank, that is a great guess.
100%, man. What?
But that's not
our
answer.
That's not the answer. Kyle.
I could have swore it was.
We had a lot of conversations this morning.
Kyle apologizes. So do we. Frank, it's not the answer.
No, it's fine. It's cool, man. It's
Frank,
cool.
Now, to
no,
be
it's
fair,
not. It's hurt.
To
him.
Be fair, we talked through the elf on the shelf.
All right, okay. Whatever.
Once we get towards the end of the clues, Kyle will come back to it.
Well, at least I didn't give it away.
No, Kyle had a senior moment.
Actually, I thought I had the moment because when Kyle hit it, I was like, oh, I've been off the whole time? No, I'm right.
No, and I was sitting there going,
it was like someone has to be dead wrong.
All right, it was the long pause that I think was like.
No, when he said it, I was kind of like, wow. If I was thinking in my head, damn, if we would have stuck with the original one, he would have got it.
All right, so this has just been a disaster.
Yes, it has been.
Frank took it in stride. He thought he won the prize. I mean, you ruined his day. I mean, he heard the music.
No, but
and
I understand why Kyle was confused.
Yeah.
Because it was
a last minute scrap.
Well, because we started the meeting, and I said, To Joe, I don't understand the elf on the shelf.
So we actually pre-show meeting, we did talk a lot about the elf on the shelf.
And I was asking you to help me, because I was asking you to help me understand what's the significance of the elf on the shelf.
All right, so one thing I want to bring up after his call. So Frank was making the point that collectively this pass rush, he likes it better, right? The way the defense plays.
By committee.
And I can't believe I'm saying this, but I actually think the last 2 days we are underrating the loss of Brandon Graham, the player. And we've talked a lot about the loss of Brandon Graham, the leader, the pro. He's as beloved as an Eagle as anyone is, right? And we're going to play a clip later in the show. He was on this morning with the morning show. He got emotional. Like, we're all going to miss BG. Guys, I don't know if we realize how much they're going to miss BG. The other night, he was wrecking that game.
Yes, he was.
Hugh, I'm looking right now at some of their pass rush stats for the season, okay? In terms of hurries this year, he's tied for first on the team. Quarterback knockdowns, he's third. Sacks, he's third. Pressures, he's third.
He was grading out high.
Right, so how are they replacing, however you slice it, I would say probably their second best edge rusher. Sweat was probably been the most consistent. I mean, not including Carter, I'm saying off the edge. Sweat's probably been their best guy off the edge this year. This is their second best edge rusher. And I don't think we say it like that because he's older. He wasn't supposed to be. This is a huge loss.
Yeah. And I'm going to say something. And I don't want you to laugh when I say it.
I'm not going to.
Because this is it, man. Bryce Huff got to step up. Bryce Huff has to earn the money that he's been given. That's the reality of the situation.
Well, we got to get him healthy first.
We got to get him healthy.
Off the IR.
No question about that. Got to get him healthy. Jalix Hunt is going to probably be somewhat of a contributor. That's asking a lot. But it's all hands on deck because you're not going to get a whole bunch of guys off the street that are going to come in and help you and contribute in the way that you want them to readily. Because if there were pass rushers out there, they'd be on football teams right now. So you have to take it upon yourself to carry the mantle the best that you can. Do your part. This team has done a tremendous job of pass rush by committee over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And Coach Fangio has done a great job of the pieces that he has integrating them into this defense. Bryce Huff got to step up.
I know, and I'd be lying if I said I felt great about that idea, but that might be right.
That team
2 years ago had so much pass rush depth up front.
Yeah, trial by fire, man. He got to step up. He has to step up.
All right, 215-592-9494. It would help if Saquon keeps running like this, and you know, maybe break some records. Let's hear from...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
For Manuel Acho on the path for Saquon to win the NFL MVP.
As an MVP voter, I'll make it very simple. If Saquon Barkley breaks the 40-year-old Eric Dickerson rushing record of 2,100 yards, Saquon Barkley will win MVP.
Yeah,
barring someone else breaking a record. Saquon Barkley's on pace for 2,150 yards. If you can break a NFL record, their NFL's been around for 70 years. If you can break an NFL record, and if you can break Eric Dickerson's record over the last 40 years, he is the MVP. It is simple as that.
All right, so let's you want to do some math on the show? We do this every once in a while.
Wait a minute. Let me get my...
You got your pen and paper?
Let me get my pencil.
I'm pretty good at math.
All right, let's try to do some math.
Wait a minute, I got a pen. I don't like writing in pen, though, because if I mess up,
you got a race? Do you have a pencil?
You're not supposed to do math with a pen.
They taught us that in school, I don't usually have pencils. Do you guys carry pencils?
I keep a pencil.
You keep pencil?
Yeah, because I mess up all the time.
All right. So... Emmanuel Acho, who does have an NFL MVP vote, as he just said there, he said if he didn't know that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Why?
Surprised. Yeah.
When do we get like those? How do we get a vote?
He looked like that.
I actually think WIP should get a vote as a station.
I want
a
vote.
And then we do a vote as a you know, all the people on the air, and then we combine it with audience vote.
Could you put up a Twitter poll? Should WIP get an NFL MVP vote?
Yeah. And
how do you get an MVP vote though? Who we need to see?
Well, I think they've changed the criteria because it used to be writers, right? But now there's so much media that's not like writing
anymore.
I'm
in the media.
You're in the media.
You think they'd give me a vote or they'd just look at me and laugh?
I wonder if people would say yes because we are actively leading the charge for Saquon to win the MVP.
That's what I mean.
So they need us to have a vote.
The only issue is we all talk about who we voted on, so we'd be biased because I have a bet on Saquon, so I'm biased on this. All right, Hugh, here it is. Saquon Barkley, ready to do some math here, Hugh Douglas?
All right, then. Wait, you got to give me the problems first.
All right,
give me the numbers.
Saquon Barkley currently has 1,392 rushing yards.
1,392.
Yes, you got your pencil?
Yeah, I got it. I'm writing it down.
So Eric Dickerson's record is 2,105 rushing yards.
2,105.
So we need to get to 2,106, right, to break that record?
Uh-huh.
That's one more. So by my math, Hugh Douglas, Saquon needs 714 yards over the final six games.
714 yards.
Yes. So that would come out to 119 yards per game.
So we got how many games you got left?
Six.
Got six. So 119 yards a game.
Yeah.
He going to get that. He'll get this record.
Okay, but now I have one more question for you.
What you got?
Can we do it in five games? Because you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to get it in five games. I think it hits more, because remember, Dickerson only had 16 games, right? We got 17 now. So if Saquon could do it in 16 games, I feel like that's even more, like, wow. And then we can give him the last week off so he gets a little rest for the
playoffs. I see what you're saying. You're thinking ahead.
So here's what he needs to get it in 16 games. He needs to average 142.8 the next five.
142.8.
For the next five.
Okay.
You got all that?
Yeah.
Okay. Quiz tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm
You're
have
asking
keep,
a lot, Joe.
Can I keep this piece of paper as a reference?
Yes. Do we think he's going to do it now that we established the math? He needs
142.
He needs 714 over the next six. Is he going to break the record?
142.
Well, that's to do it in the next five. He only needs 119 per game to do it in the next six.
Well, you know, because I see where you're going with this, because you're trying to rest him. You're trying to give him that last rest.
Well, I'd love to do it in five games.
Okay.
So what do you think, Hugh? Simple question. Is he going to break the record? He needs 714 yards the rest of the season. Is Saquon Barkley going to be the all-time NFL rushing king?
You know, I just noticed he had 66 yards against the Cowboys that game. Okay, so...
He's had two games under 100 this season, right? Two? Browns and Cowboys?
I think so.
Okay.
I think he can do it. I think he can do it. Well, no, in the Falcons, 95.
Okay, well, he was right there.
Yeah, he was right there. He was right there.
He probably can only have, one more game under 100 if he's going to get there?
If he gets another one, like the 250-yard game that he had.
Well, that even
takes
that.
I feel like this. That Ravens defense is not the greatest, and I don't know if Roquan Smith going to play?
Because
I saw him working out
last night.
He didn't play last night, and he was working out. So put it like, if he can get 150 in that game, that's probably asking for a lot against that Ravens team.
I mean, guys,
but if he can get that, and you get that in that game, and then you got the Carolina Panthers, who looked pretty decent last couple outings.
The Ravens have the second best run defense in the NFL right now.
Ooh. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
And the fourth is the Steelers.
Nah, you know what, dog?
Who's also on the
schedule. We're gonna need all these games.
Well, let me throw this at you. If we're close at the end, do you know who the bottom four run defenses are? Four of their last five opponents. Washington is 29th. 31st is the Cowboys. 32nd is Carolina. And do you know who they end the season with, right?
The Giants.
He's going to break it against the Giants in Week 18.
Man, they're not.
Four of the bottom five are on our schedule the rest of the way.
Yeah, but...
But they also play Pittsburgh and the Ravens, right? So it's like four bad ones.
As bad
two good
as
ones.
The Giants are, I don't know about that one, though. I would rather
Wait
not
a second.
Have
Didn't he just run for 180 against them?
The reason why I'm saying it, Joe, is because they're probably going to make it. They're watching this. Who in New York isn't watching this?
You think those players care at the end?
Yes, they are. That's a pride thing. I think... The little bit of pride that they have left in New York, they're gonna say right. that before that
oh,
last
prediction.
Game.
He breaks the.
You don't think so?
He's going
to have no pride left. Have you heard them up there?
He's going to break the record against the Giants
you know what,
in Week 18.
I was because Malik Nabers chewing gum like he chewing cud and talking about. I asked the coaches. Yeah, they probably won't.
Kyle, does he break the record? I think he's going to do it.
Yeah, so I think he's probably going to need that last game.
And
to
it's
be honest
the Giants.
With you. I wonder, though, because Acho said it's simple. If he breaks the record, he wins the MVP. What if he's like 15, 20 yards short?
Well, that's a...
That's not breaking the record.
That's
But he's still going to go over 2,000. Are we going to say, no, you can't win the MVP because you didn't break the record?
No, but it's almost like a 3,000 hit mark, right? You're not a Hall of Famer at 2,095, but if you get to 3,000, you get it.
I think I get what he's saying. I just think it's a little oversimplified. Like, I think he can get around there and still. Adrian Peterson didn't break the dick. He was close, right? Was he 9 yards short?
Yeah, but
he was over 2,000. 2,000
right.
feels
no,
like a
I mean.
Magic
no,
number.
But Saquon could be over 2,000, but 100 yards short of the record.
I agree.
So you're going to say, no, you can't win the MVP?
Man, facing four of the bottom five run defenses. The worst four to end the season, that's a big one. Bruce at D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Well, you're going to have to do another refresh anyway.
Is this meeting, Bruce?
Yeah, this meeting, Bruce.
Work, Bruce. What do we think Bruce does for a living?
Calls WIP.
That's true. He seems like he's in charge.
He works in IT.
IT?
Yeah, he works in IT.
He seems like he's conducting meetings. TR's in Winfield. He's ready to go. What's up, TR? I lied. TR's...
Oh, you got me.
TR, come on.
Moment too big for him. Moment was too big.
This is a joke.
I
quite
thought
frankly.
TR was a red light player. He's not. Anthony's a jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, yeah, I'm ready. What's going on, you guys? How you doing?
What's up, Anthony?
Hey, man, I was thinking that the team that lost the Super Bowl to the Chiefs, I was thinking they was better, but your man Kyle, man, he should have been a lawyer.
But Kyle swayed your decision.
Is he badgering the witness again? This has become a real issue. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, he's badgering the witness. Man.
Oh, stop it.
He's making my life harder. I got all these people that want to agree with me.
I put you right to the top. Everybody's saying better, and you said no. You got to the top.
I'm sorry, Kyle. I'm sorry, Kyle. I'm sorry, Kyle. It won't happen again, Kyle.
Kyle,
you need to take some lessons, man. You need to take some lessons and apologize to people who need it.
Who do I need to apologize to?
A lot of people.
To who?
Come on.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Baseball season is over with, so I'm going to leave that there. But
Oh, it's the Castellanos thing.
But we got better coordinators than we did in that Super Bowl run. Even although we jumped out on people, beat them up, our defense pinned their ears back. I think this team is more strategic. If I'm using that word right, I'm standing.
Yeah, well,
right?
they find it seems like there's like a long term plan. Like they wear you down, and then beat you in the third and fourth quarter. Yeah,
wear you down, beat you in the third quarter. Yes, yes. And we got younger. We got younger. We pretty good on the outside. The only thing is that pass rush, man. Need that pass rush to get it a little better, man. And with BG out, my heart go to BG, man.
Bryce Huff.
Oh, man. Please don't start with Bryce Huff, man.
Bryce Huff can get the job done.
This thing's coming down to Bryce. It really is crazy how it might come down to, can Bryce Huff get near Josh?
He might not
Josh?
Be the pass rusher you want, but he's the pass rusher you need.
Oh, great.
Hey, I'm not going to lie to you. I will shoot you up.
Anthony, we tried to tell Hugh yesterday he needs to go give the Eagles a few snaps.
Mm-mm.
Just try.
My elbow hurt.
Come on now.
Hey, man, my knees. If they offer you 10 mil, they offer you a couple mil here for a few plays, man. You're not done with it?
No, my pride would kick in.
Wait a second. I got too much pride. Anthony, we all know there's a number. If they present
there's
you.
There's a number. Like. But I don't want to be remembered like that.
Yeah. All right, Anthony, give us a guess for Hugh's Clues quickly. What do you got?
Eggnog.
That's a good answer. Not it. Hugh, you're an eggnog guy?
Nah.
I didn't think so.
You got alcohol in it?
Well, yeah.
Well, nah. Because eggnog is nasty.
All right. 215-592-9494 for all your phone calls coming up and the Nick Sirianni press conference on Sports Radio 94 WIP. It's all gravy this weekend on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, which means you're getting a feast of rewards all weekend long. And right now, all customers get a no-sweat NFL same-game parlay to celebrate the occasion. Place a three-leg same-game parlay. You get bonus bets back if your bet doesn't win. NFL same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. Build your own or choose one of the popular same game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. What are you waiting for? Start your feast now with a no-sweat same game parlay on America's number one sportsbook. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. FanDuel, official sports betting partner in the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94